time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
You're listening to Australia Explained, an SBS audio podcast helping you navigate life in Australia.
Did you know that one in five Australian adults goes fishing every year? Whether it's casting a line by the river, the beach, or from a boat, fishing is more than just a pastime. It's part of the culture. But here's what many newcomers don't realise. Fishing in Australia comes with rules, and they matter.
There are different rules around salt and fresh water. Every state has got different species, have also got different threatened species. Every state has got different rules around the tackle you can use, the number of rods you can have out, the number of hooks.
Welcome to Australia Explained. I'm your host, Melissa Compagnoni. And in this episode, we'll go through the state-based laws and restrictions that control when we need a fishing licence, where and when we can fish, fish size limits, and endangered species. We'll also look at safety, rubbish disposal, and how to handle fish once you catch them. In a world where we spend so much time in front of screens, it's refreshing and maybe a little surprising that fishing has kept its appeal, even growing stronger over the past 20 years. A large-scale study published in 2023 by the Australian government found that about 4.2 million adults go fishing every year. Fisheries scientist Andy Moore led the most recent national survey of recreational fishers. He explains that while the numbers haven't changed much in two decades, the story behind them has.
A survey of that kind has only been done twice in Australia. What was interesting between 2001 and the more recent survey was that the relative percentage of people that go fishing, which is about 20%, one in five people, maintained the same.
Mr. Moore also points out that the faces of Australia's demographic are changing, with more culturally and linguistically diverse communities embracing the sport.
We're seeing a really diverse group of Australians participate in recreational fishing. In some cases, a lot of that's traditional. They've got multiple generations of people doing that activity. And so when they come to Australia, they just continue to do that. We have a large economic exclusion zone where fishing can occur, the third largest in the world. So we have lots of access. We have lots of coastline. We have lots of rivers. And fishing seems to be a really popular activity and it seems to be part of Australian culture.
Stan Constantaras is the president of the Recreational Fishing Alliance of New South Wales, a peak body of member associations representing sport fishing, freshwater fishing, spear fishing and anglers around the state. He says every jurisdiction has its own set of rules, from bag and size limits to the types of gear you can use. He explains just how much these differences can matter.
Every state is different. There are different rules around salt and fresh water. Every state has got different species, have also got different threatened species. Every state has also got different rules around the tackle you can use, the number of rods you can have out, the number of hooks. Some states prohibit the use of certain baits.
Fishing regulations are easy to find online, and in most states, you can even access translated official apps. But if you're just starting out, a visit to your local fishing gear shop could be the best first step. Mr. Constantaras explains why local tackle shops are more than just stores. They're community hubs for advice and safety.
Whether you come from a non-English speaking background, you're a customer to them, and they are always engaging. And the people at the local tackle shops are a really good source of information. They're patient. They're mostly fishermen as well. So, yeah, we have got diverse rules around Australia. Definitely make the effort to go and find out.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
What about licenses? In some states like South Australia, Queensland and the Northern Territory, you don't need one at all. In others, they're affordable and easy to get. Just remember, only buy from official government websites. Travis Dowling, CEO of the Victorian Fisheries Authority, warns about third-party scams that overcharge.
It's really easy to get a fishing license in Victoria. It's about $36 for the year. But I have to give a warning. There are a number of sites that you get onto when you Google a fisheries license. So they're third parties charging $90 to $100. And a lot of these are overseas companies. And you will get a fishing license, but you'll pay three times what you should pay. It's a bit of a scam. And they make the sites look very much like it's a legitimate government site. So use your mobile phone. Jump onto the Fisheries Authority and it'll be really easy to do.
Most people who break the rules don't do so deliberately. It's often accidental. And that's why it's important to double-check your equipment and understand what's allowed, Mr. Dowling says. For example, it's important to make sure your fishing equipment complies with local regulations.
So over 90% of our inspections, people are doing the right thing. And if they're not doing the right thing, it's by accident. Look, we've got some examples where people will see online a particular type of net, right? And the fact that you're able to buy that net online, they may believe that that means it's legal to use in Victoria, when in fact you can buy a lot of things online that are not legal to use in Victoria.
But fishing isn't without risk. Rock fishing has been one of Australia's deadliest pastimes, with more than 240 drowning deaths recorded over the past two decades. Many involving people from migrant backgrounds. For the past 20 years, the Recreational Fishing Alliance of New South Wales has been running campaigns on rock fishing safety. Mr. Constantaras shares why migrant communities are particularly vulnerable.
I come from a migrant background, being Greek, so I know all the challenges of getting information to the migrant community. We have got really productive rock platforms in New South Wales that give a chance for families to put fresh fish on the table. But the pitfalls are huge. Someone who's relatively new to the sport walk down to the rocks and start fishing completely oblivious to the dangers.
Wearing a life jacket is vital and life-saving. But Mr. Constantaras warns if the waves look dangerous, it's best not to take the risk at all.
Like if you really need to put a life jacket on because the seas are that big that you might get washed in, like you shouldn't be fishing there. It's a message we've been pushing for a very long time. If it's too rough, go home. Simple as that.
Before we wrap up, here are two golden rules every angler should remember, no matter where you fish in Australia. Be responsible and be respectful. Mr. Dowling explains how small actions, like handling fish with care and leaving no rubbish behind, help protect both the environment and future fishing trips.
So there's some really good practices. Obviously, some of those are to protect and look after the fish that you're releasing. Make sure that you don't keep them out of the water for very long. Make sure your hands are wet when you're releasing them. Make sure you don't leave litter around. When you go fishing, you want to think, when I come back here the next time, the place looks beautiful, it looks undamaged, and it looks protected. So don't leave your bait bags around. Don't leave broken fishing line around. Take those things with you and have that thinking about your family coming back there.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Australia Explained, written and produced by Zoe Thomaidu and hosted and mixed by me, Melissa Compagnoni. Australia Explained Managing Editor is Rosa Kermian.
This was an SBS audio podcast. For more Australia Explained stories, visit sbs.com.au/Australia Explained.
Subscribe or follow the Australia Explained podcast for more valuable information and tips about settling into your new life in Australia. Do you have any questions or topic ideas? Send us an email to australiaexplained@sbs.com.au.